I remember watching Terminator and going, oh, artificial intelligence, Skynet, machines can take over the world. How would they do that? I don't think Hollywood was far off from depicting, at the very least, you know, how people react, how day-to-day attacks are dealt with. But one of the reference points for me was the proliferation of some of these the original hacktivist groups, if you want to call them that. So, you know, your chaos clubs, your cult of the dead cow, which I suppose set the foundations for a lot of people that were interested in technology, understanding the power of technology and the effect and the dramatic change that technology could bring. I think that for me made a huge difference. I mean, in my opinion, I think you get that moral compass at a really young age. You know, some would argue that it's something that you develop in life, but a sense, that sense of right and wrong is something that we learn from a young age. My current position is working in the information security team, so doing information and cybersecurity across the bank. But I find I constantly tap back into those foundations I got as part of the academy. No matter how senior you get, no matter where you go, being able to converse with people in the technology space, picking up those concepts, wrapping them up into business language, if you want to call it that, and being able to communicate with people across the spectrum is a skill set that, you know, I tie it firmly back to to that solid grounding and foundation. When I was, you know, pretty young, walking into my first class, first lab, looking at all this intimidating equipment, because the reality of it is, a lot of people will never get to see the inside of a data center. A lot of people never get to see what the back of a Cisco switch looks like, because 9 times out of 10, we're all just end users. So I ended up transitioning from a student to an instructor. They're getting the student inside, and this is what it translates to in real world experience. So, hey guys, I'm teaching you this, but this is not just a theoretical exercise. I do this in my day-to-day job, and being able to reference whatever role I was doing at the time, or real problems I was dealing with. And it's not just technology that you learn from there, right? The learning how to collaborate, learning how to work with people from all over the world, people of different cultures, religions, creed, race, and you find that common language in the Cisco language. That spirit of giving back, that's probably one of the fundamental things that led me to become an instructor. That's probably one of the things that still pushes me to still engage with Cisco. That community spirit you have in the academy is not something you easily forget or you walk away from. In fact, it just inspires you to give back. So that sense of community is pretty strong.